need one more. I just need one more.
Hey.
I just need one more. I just need one more.
Bitch,
bitch. I just need one more. Bitch, bitch.
All right, lights, camera, it's all about that action. Y'all know what's going up, what's going down. It's your boy, Son of the Waves. This is What's the Wave. Welcome to episode 52. Oh my goodness, we have a great, great show planned for you. I have a wonderful guest here in studio today, Miss Kyair of Nakari's Fashion House. How you doing today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm so glad to have you in studio. We've been always showing love on the socials, definitely for a while now. Ran into her, got definitely some mutual friends, mutual contacts. So it was about time we just brought you on. I've been seeing doing your thing. You know, we just talking about trap art, seeing you there. You had your models doing your thing, killed the runway. That was major. You had your little mall spot, definitely a vendor spot in the mall. We'll definitely get into that later. But we got a great show talking about some current events that we got to get into. But before you do that, of course, be sure to like, share, subscribe. Tell your auntie this is her favorite podcast. Go ahead and tell your mama as well, because I know she's going to want to watch. But let's just get into it. It's a wonderful, beautiful Sunday. How you doing on this Sunday overall?
I'm doing good. That's what's a beautiful up. Day.
Yes, I'm about to say it's pretty nice. Pretty nice outside. Below. Like you said, maybe to go get some pictures afterward. Talk about utilizing the sunlight, all that good stuff. Black Joy Parade is today as well. Little stuff like that. Heard some good basketball games, but we're going to skip over to sports today. So no need to worry about that. But let's get into the show for sure. Let's, of course, let's talk about the panoramic that we're still fucking in. It seems like it's never ending. Ain't going to stop anytime soon. You, Kyair, how have you been dealing over the last, 2 years now? In the pandemic, just being a brand owner, so the business side of it, and personally, how have you been kind of handling through this whole situation?
So I launched Nakari Fashion House mid-pandemic. Beginning pandemic.
Okay. Right at 2020?
Yeah, 2020. Wow. November 2020 is when Nakari Fashion House started.
Nice. Congrats. Props up to that. Claps up to that for sure.
So I definitely, I went through it all. Not knowing what to do, the uncertainty, the obviously knowing the whole world is short finances, but still launching a business. Like, what was I thinking? Hello.
Right.
But I did it. And it was actually the best thing. As weird as this may sound, the pandemic actually worked out in my favor.
Yeah, I'm saying a lot of the brands I've had on the podcast popped up. I popped up during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the wave? I just made 1 year in, so it's crazy.
It worked out in my favor because I was working at Sutter Medical Foundation prior to that. And so it was like, you know, when they were not necessarily laying people off, but, you know, it was pandemic. They were...
People
cutting hours.
It
was hard. Especially because I had just started at Sutter. So they were like, sorry, girl.
We ain't worried about you.
It wasn't even a year I was there. So I was like fresh.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like I have these talents that I had. Because I have had businesses prior to Nakari Fashion House.
Okay.
So it's like I have these talents. Let's utilize them. I know they're profitable. And fashion has always been my passion in the first place.
Right.
So it's kind of like, let's try this and see where this can take me.
Got you. Okay, that's what's up. I'm glad to hear it. Glad to hear something positive came out such a crazy time that we're still kind of at the tail end of. Mask mandate just got kind of lifted in Solano County, kind of in the Bay Area. Certain places starting to open up a little bit, you know, be a little bit more open. But, you know, people still pushing that vaccine card hard and this little stuff like that. But super glad to hear another success came out of a crazy time. So, but we still here. Personally, how was it? Business-wise, that sounded like it's good. Personally, was everything good as far, you know, fam, friends, you know, everybody stayed safe, you know, as far
by the grace of God, I have still been COVID-free.
Nice.
So I'm just, as my family, as far as... I know everyone has been COVID-free.
Nice. That's a blessing.
So, yes, it is a blessing. That's a blessing. It is a blessing. So, I'm just trying to dodge that bullet.
Right.
Stay low. Stay safe. You know, stay safe.
Stay prayed up. Stay protected up. Facts. Stay, you know, everybody maintain your space, maintain your peace. And as we transition to the next topic, speaking of peace, I don't know why we can't have peace because it's been a fucking war lately. Everybody, you know, unfortunately, this socials, you know, us millennials and stuff like that, we make light of everything, and Twitter likes to joke about everything, but we are in a kind of a crazy even more crazy time that's just fucking, if not a natural disaster, now we got actual wars breaking out.
Right.
So I just kind of just wanted to get your thoughts overall. Have you been following any news about that or about this Russia-Ukraine? We know Putin is a crazy dictator, you know, Ukraine. And I think it's mainly resources type battle. But how have you been following it and have you been up to date on it?
So I've been reading a couple news articles here and there. Okay. But if I'm going to be so honest with you, when it comes to like news and stuff like that, like, yeah, I read up on it, but I try not to feed so much energy into it.
I feel that for sure.
Yeah, just because I just...
It's a lot of negativity.
Yeah, it's just too much for me. It's too much for me.
That's all the news is.
Yeah, so I just, like, you know, like, I read a little bit to obviously be aware of what's going on. But as far as, like, really being heavy into the details, like... Yeah. I don't want to know how many body counts. Yeah. I don't want to know.
It's depressing.
Yeah, how many buildings have been blown up. Like, it's very unfortunate.
The videos have been crazy. So a couple of the homies said they seen some crazy videos. I was like, I want to see because I want to, but I was like, I don't even want to see because you kind of don't want to just intake all that, that information, all that energy. But it is a wild time. I do feel similar. Like, I don't want to have that weight on my conscience all the time, but you want to be aware, you know, like just as being an adult, being aware of what's going on in the world and how it may affect us. Right now I hear the main like direct cause it probably affect us is like gas prices.
Right.
Like just because of all of that shit, like hitting the Bay Area, it's already at $5. It's about to go up to $6 talking because of this wars, which is insane, but yeah, it's wild. It's getting pretty wild. But prayers to Ukraine, everybody, we all just want peace, you know, ain't no need for war. So praise to everybody affected internationally by this crazy tragedy. So goddamn. Switching into some more lighter news, some fun news that's been trending around, more videos and pictures. Riri, I think it was just her birthday or something like that. Shout out Rihanna and ASAP. And being that's why I picked the topic as well, because you being a fashionista, if you want to say, if you don't like that label, do you have a better fashion term to label you as, or just say
that's fine,
just fashion artist, kind of, you know, just a visionary, fashion visionary.
Yes.
Okay, we'll take
there
that.
There we go. Fashion
as a fashion visionary, Riri been popping out with all these, in my opinion, beautiful outfits. Being pregnant, I don't see really any problem with her, you know, kind of doing that. But I've been seeing both sides as far as, you know, the socials, you know, she doing too much. I've heard, you know, even people like, she not even cute, like, in the outfits, whoop-de-whoop. Where do you stand? Also being a woman as well. So, I like, I'm a man. I don't want to, you feel me? I'll never tell a woman to do what to do with her body. But, you know, like, she look cool to me. Like, I said, do your thing. And that's Riri. Like, I feel, once you know, she that caliber of woman who can do some, pull that shit off. So, but what are your thoughts?
I love it.
Okay.
Like, I love it. It's her being free. It's creative. It's sexy. It's stylish. And it's not too much. It's just a little bit.
That's
of,
what I'm
like,
saying. She's not doing too much, to my opinion.
I love it. Like, I really love it. And then she's a style icon. So it's like,
very true.
She can't do no wrong.
She really halted the music for just straight beauty and style for right now. So, okay. Yeah, no, that's
she can't
good
do
deal
no wrong. In
do,
my
do you think
eyes
the outfits have been, they've been popping? Or
definitely.
Do you think
that,
yeah.
Definitely.
Been,
that last one where she had like the chain, the little diamonds with.
I
it
think
was,
I've
yeah
seen it. Okay,
it
good
was
to
it
know. Shout out Riri, man.
Right. I love it.
Shout out, I think they're a cool little couple. You know, I'm not the I'm not the hugest follower of celebrity couples, but I like, you'd be like, you know, shout out to them.
They kind of
fell together.
Right.
Yeah.
Fly.
Shout out to
them. I
need some more music.
Right.
Apparently from both, I'm assuming, but you know, it is what it is.
Album.
Right. Somebody, see, like, that's it. That shit crazy. So she's like, she better have an album up in that belly. I was like, damn, y'all. Just let the lady live, cuz. That's hilarious.
Something.
That's hilarious. Other celebrity couples, have you been following that Kim and Ye shit? A little bit.
A little bit. Just a little bit.
I seen, like I said, Ye pop out with the doppelganger we were just talking about before.
Right.
We started recording. That was wild. But, I mean, there are a lot of Kim lookalikes. She has been the mold for a lot of females. So.
Right.
That's been a crazy trend. Do you think she's right or wrong in kind of anything she's done publicly? Or Kanye kind of just taking everything to the socials?
For me, everything to the socials.
That's like, Kanye been doing a lot.
It's just too much. Yeah, it's just too much. Everything to the socials. I feel Kim for that one. Like, it's just too much. Yeah. And just not only that, it's like, okay, you were just like a week or two ago with someone else. So
that's
it's like,
very true.
Go sit down, Kanye. Just relax.
It's
just
all this
take
shit
some
is,
time
like,
for yourself
tactical
to heal.
Yeah. Just be, if you're going to be a human, just be a human. Like,
right.
It seemed like I can't speak for a person because mm-hmm. I've never been in that type of mm-hmm. limelight or that superstardom. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how that affects a person's conscience, but right. it's just like, I don't know. Seems like you said, it seems just like a lot all the time.
Right.
It's just
take chill some out. Time for yourself. Chill and your out, kids, man. And chill out. Just relax.
But yeah, let's keep it moving as far as some current events. Instead of a music artist, let's talk about some music. What's been on your playlist lately? Let's tell the people kind of what's been motivating you as far as your music. Have you been in a good mood, lighter mood, been in the R&B mood? What you been slapping? New school, some oldies?
I've been kind of in an R&B mood. Honestly, okay. on a daily, I listen to Closer to My Dreams, of course.
Okay, talk about it. Okay.
Like, that song really has just been, like, really pushing me and mm-hmm. motivating me to go on yeah. a, like, you know, a daily, like, that song just has really been touching me lately.
Nice, nice.
But I've been into, of course, that Summer Walker album.
Okay, like, I've heard, seen a lot of uproar about it.
Right,
uproar about it. So that's been your mm-hmm. your jam lately. Okay,
definitely. I love that album.
What she did with that, her hair? That's some.
I feel like
what was that about?
If you're a true Summer fan, then you understand. Like, I'm a true Summer fan. Like, it's just Summer Walker being Summer
I'm
Walker.
I'm not. Like, so I was just like,
it's like, oh, that's just Summer.
She looked
pay
like,
her no mind.
Oh my gosh, she's still rocking summer. That. Like,
she switched it up. That's what wigs and weaves, you know, all that for.
Okay, shout out Summer Walker. I mean, apparently, like I said, apparently she makes great music. I know some of her tunes. So, mm-hmm. but hey, like I said, I don't go out and slap her. I like I said, Ari's my baby. I like Ari right. Lennox. That's my home girl right there. But okay, you said Summer. Who else been on your playlist? What other artists?
Her.
I got you. Her. Shout out her.
Who else I've been listening to?
I gotta get my R&B back. My new yeah. school. I slap a lot of R&B, but definitely more old school mm-hmm. than new school. But I gotta go right. find some stuff.
Right.
But I usually get put on music. That's why I always ask people, mm-hmm. come on. I don't really seek out a lot of music, so I ask, come on, what y'all been right. listening to? Let the people know. Let me know some. Okay.
Giveon.
Got you. Okay.
Who else? Bryson.
Bryce, did he have some new stuff that's pretty cool? I don't know.
His album that just dropped a couple months ago was cool.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, that album that dropped a couple months ago.
I heard about Bryson.
A few months ago.
Got
it
you.
It's been recent, yeah. but it's been... Yeah, it's been within the last year.
Gotcha.
He's dropped an album. It's been really
okay,
good.
Okay, Bryson, I might have to go slap some right, Bryson in. Let's get into
to
it. Okay.
Bryson.
For sure. Yeah, me, myself, I've been slapping new hyphy shit. I've been slapping a lot of, like I said, Rumble and other crazy shit. So I've been... y'all already know my musical year, but... I think my boy Cash Kid just dropped a little EP too. So shout out Cash Kid. I like Cash Kid. TV. Let's talk about TV and movies. Well, what you been watching? Have you been... in the movies lately? Have you gone to the movie theater since the pandemic? That's a good question.
I've gone to the theater since
the
pandemic.
What'd you go see? Do you remember?
Ooh, it was that new Marvel movie.
Which one? The Eternals, probably?
No.
Or
they were, like, in Japan.
Shang-Chi.
Yes, yeah, that movie was really good.
That was a good one, yeah.
That was a good one. I haven't really been to movies that much.
Yeah, I think last time I saw Spider-Man. I saw the latest right. Spider-Man in the movies. Okay. TV wise, you have the Euphoria girl? You been to Euphoria?
Yes, today's Euphoria Sunday.
It's
the finale. I'm sad.
This I gotta stay off Twitter today. Like, that's really a day Euphoria would take over the whole timeline. And mm-hmm. with these algorithms, you stare at a tweet for too long, all tweets after mm-hmm. that, just, you know, like, oh my gosh. Yeah. But what's been going on? Only I would say I've seen one episode. Niecy was watching it, and I was watching. I was tuning. Where she went bad on moms and basically exposed homegirl.
Okay.
And after she was yeah. running around the city and
yeah.
shit, that shit was, that's the only episode
crazy.
I've actually watched for the most part. So it's getting manier than that?
Yeah.
Really? It's
yeah.
like, see, it reminded me like these drama shows where just so much be happening. What is so intriguing about, like Grey's Anatomy and shit, like what is so intriguing about these damn shows?
See, I can't get on to the Grey's Anatomy,
okay.
so I can't answer
okay.
that one. But Euphoria, it's very interesting. Zendaya mm. plays the hell out of that role.
Yeah, okay.
So it's like when you have somebody playing a good role and yeah. they lock you in, it's kind of like, okay, what's yeah. next?
Very true.
What's next? And they have that. Some really good people playing okay. the hell out of those roles.
Okay, yeah. Well, how do you feel about the nudity? I mean, we adults, but I heard there's just a lot of dicks and titties and out and shit.
I mean, like you said...
I'm gonna have to check it out. Is it cool? Is it funny? Or is it drama filled? Or how would you describe it?
Drama filled.
Yeah. Is it like hella action or
no? Okay. No action.
Got you.
No action at all.
She's it's just not, straight finesse.
Yeah, like she
see a piece of work?
Yeah.
Power, yeah. You said you not, haven't been following on Power. Me neither.
At all.
I haven't been following on Power. And then you said, what's Anna?
Yeah, Inventing Anna.
Inventing Anna. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got to talk about you. You said she little con artist, little shawty. Okay.
She crazy. She a piece of work. Yeah. She is a real piece of work.
Okay, I'm going to have to peep game. Also heard, like, we just talked about that little Twinder Swindler as well. Mm-hmm. I heard about how crazy that show is. Mm-hmm. Might have to tap in. At first, I damn near have been telling everybody that.
What is that?
Watch Abbott Elementary. Nice little sitcom. Oh, have you been a fan of The Office? You watch Office? Okay, but this one, it's got black cast. You're going to love this one. Beautiful. I think come on Fox.
Okay.
But you can watch it on Hulu and little shit like that. Great little show. The director, she came up the right way. She was the girl who did the he got money. Like the large
of that.
That shit go crazy. Yeah. So I always try to put people on that. Tap into that for sure. But no, that'll wrap it up for really the current event segment. We'll do a quick shout out to the sponsors and then we'll get into the brand, the wonderful enterprise that is the Fashion House. But first, got a shout out to the main sponsors that I always do. Show some love. Become Cosmetics. Always showing love on the podcast. Y'all see it. Ladies, y'all already know to come get your essential lip needs. Lip oils, lip balms, lip scrubs, lip gloss, even the liners. Everything you need for your lip essential health. Natural oils, good products, all organic. None of that petroleum, crazy, tacky shit. This is the good shit that you need that's going to keep your lips popping and glossing. Be sure to go check out Become Cosmetics. Follow them on all social media platforms and check them out on the website. Be sure to also check out my other sponsor, Vintage Variations. Shout out V2. Put it on for all of your good swag apparel needs. You feel me? Everything you need, especially for you ladies. Ladies, he's been coming out with a lot of stuff. Shout out A-Dub for coming out with a lot of good apparel for the women out there. Men, got the kicks on the way. You feel me? The sun finna come out, so I know y'all finna start bringing out the fresh kicks. Be sure to go check out Vintage Variation on their website. Definitely got some heat on there. And, of course, got to give big shout-out, big thanks. Real Productions, you feel me? Putting all this on, you feel me? If you need some point-and-shoot action, you feel me? Maybe a little music video, nice little edit, something like that. Holla at your boy, Real Reels, for putting on for What's the Wave? Always. Like I said, couldn't do it without the kid, for surely. But without further ado, the main reason we have you here is to talk about the wonderful idea that started off as an idea, a what if, and now it is a big, big brand, Nikari Fashion House. For one, let's go back to the origin. Let's go back to the start. How'd you come up with it? You said it started in the pandemic, November 2020. Mm-hmm. What kind of led to the events? You said you've been had, you know, talents as far as other brands, mm-hmm. other businesses, and kind of just that hustle in you. Mm-hmm. What kind of geared it towards the Fashion House?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I'm about to say it could have been just timing, maybe like you said, just time
Timing. And I've always like back in high school, in middle school, I went school shopping in the fashion district.
Okay.
So it's kind of like I always knew that it was there. I always had the resources. Like I have like people in my life who know things and just have access and resources to things. So it's kind of like, okay, let's utilize that. Right. Let's go ahead and see what doors and avenues that this could open right now. Because I made things and did other things in the past, but this was like a little bit different.
Got you. Okay. The name, how did you just come up with Nikari's Fashion House?
So Nikari is my middle name, so I am Kyan Nikari.
Okay.
So it's kind of like it's a brand thing. So it's not just gonna be the boutique. But kind of think of it as a Donna Karan or a Tom Ford or a Ralph Lauren.
I like it.
Like so Kyan Nikari. Gotcha. Nikari Fashion House. Yes. So that's how that became, and it's going to be even bigger and become something more.
Got you. Okay. See, that's major. I like that. See that with a not have suspected that just from knowing you just from the Fashion House side of it, but now it's exactly like, nah, it's bigger than it's Kyan Nikari.
Yes.
Let me address the brand right then. we're talking about one aspect of it. Let me address it right there. Correct me then. Okay, for sure. Getting started kind of in this space, you already have been kind of exposed to it, so I'm pretty sure that helped. But what was one of those kind of challenging moments where you got into it and then you was like, oh, this shit is a little bit kind of harder than I anticipated? What do you remember? Can you recall one of those moments? Maybe it was sourcing product or just branding yourself or marketing. Do you remember any one of those kind of hiccups that you had to overcome?
being consistent and having the consistent orders come in.
Yes.
And then meeting the flow of, like, people want things, mm-hmm. but I don't have things for the people.
Got you. So, got you. The supply and demand of the whole.
Exactly.
Okay, got you.
So that's the biggest hiccup for me and the hardest problem.
Okay, okay. How do you feel you've been able to balance that or kind of deal with this as of late?
Lately, you know, been doing different events, different avenues. Trap Art. Shout out to Trap Art.
Yes, yeah, shout out to Trap Art. Yeah, we could talk about how's that. Let's get into that. How's that event? You had the whole lineup. You had a beautiful cast of women come and display all the beautiful mm-hmm. merchandise and all the beautiful fashion mm-hmm. items that you had. So how was that? How's that whole event?
It was amazing. That was my second event with Trap Art, nice. But the first fashion show.
Gotcha.
However, I have been like in love with Trap Art, the concept of everything for years.
Yeah, they've had some dope stuff.
Years. I was actually supposed to be a vendor years ago with hats because that's like one of the first things that I started making.
Okay, gotcha.
But didn't come through. You know, timing is everything. So it's like now for me to be a member the way I am and like locked in the way that I am, I love it. Nice. I really love it.
Nice. That's what's up. Yeah, Trap Art, that was a beautiful event. Mm-hmm. I was able to participate with Vintage Variation as well. Kind of did his thing. It seems like they are building something over at what Complex and stuff like that with a good space. Mm-hmm. And they're breeding a lot of good talent. Definitely. And some good stuff, some good exposure over there. So
definitely.
That's definitely exciting. Another thing, you had a vendorship kind of partnership in the mall out here mm-hmm. in Fairfield Solano mm-hmm. Mall. Can you speak on that? How did that whole process go? I know it's a lot more difficult than people may seem. Everybody think it was just, you know, peaches and cream getting in and doing mm-hmm. your thing. But if you want to speak on kind of the ups and downs of that whole thing.
As far as the traffic was not what I expected, if I'm going to be 100% honest.
Yeah.
The traffic was not what I expected. Mm-hmm. And the way you would think, like, oh, it's the mall. But it's like, nah, not
it's
that
the mall.
Mall.
Yeah. Right.
So that was a big downfall. And the biggest red flag and the reason why I could no longer hold my business inside of that location anymore mm-hmm. is because they wanted me there 24/7. So when the mall was open, mm-hmm. I was open. When the mall closed, that was it. So, like, I was there open to close. Like,
oh, wow.
All day. I'm just me.
I'm about to say you're a person.
Right. I'm just me. Like, running my business, trying to be human, be sane, be a mother.
Yeah.
That just, I couldn't do it. And if I did, like, want to close early, maybe, like, mall closed at 9, I'll close at, like, 6 on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Nobody's coming in the mall. Like, I've obviously analyzed and figured out the days that are busiest and kind of, you know, figured things out.
The high traffic times and stuff, for sure.
They were not going for it.
Wow.
And so it's kind of like, well, why did it matter? As long as you had your money at the first of the month.
Exactly.
And I'm paying my rent fee, why did it matter?
Why
but they would fine you $75 every time you were, like, closed.
That's
or
so crazy.
Yeah, so I was like, This is not meant for me.
Right.
And I got heavy into Trap Art right after that.
Nice. Okay. Well, that I'm so glad to hear that was a learning experience mm-hmm. that you were able to just get out of and learn from fast. Because you feel that's crazy. You would think that exactly that'd be prime real estate mm-hmm. for a new business upcoming mm-hmm. brand. But yeah, that's cold. Motherfuckers, see, all they want is that chicken.
Exactly.
All they want is that chicken. They don't want you to win. That's wild. But going from a challenging moment kind of that you had to overcome, mm-hmm. what was one of those feel-good moments, kind of like you said, maybe even linking up with Trap Art, that you could also speak to? What was another moment where things clicked and you was like, oh, I got this. Like, this is what I need to be doing. Was it maybe sourcing a certain material, making a certain connection with a vendor or a buyer or a supplier? Mm-hmm. What was can you talk to or talk about one of those moments as well?
Honestly, it was my first, it was Trap Art. Okay. Honestly, Amina asked me to style.
Shout out to Amina, Amina
is dope.
Yeah.
But Amina asked me to style someone for the February issue of the virtual magazine.
Okay.
And the theme was like a Spice Girl theme, which was really, really challenging. But I did it. I overcame. And so once that kind of came into play, I was like, okay, I could do this. And then I already had like other ideas in the back of my mind piggybacking. Right. So it was kind of like the dots started to connect even more.
That was your chance to let them out. Exactly. Okay, that sounds dope as hell. Hell yeah. No, that sounds like a major play. What do you have anything coming up next with Trap Art specifically?
Mm-hmm. There is an event on March 25th.
Gotcha.
At Complex. Okay. So like every month, honestly, there's an event. So
there
probably
was just one in February. Because like I said, we was at the one in January.
Mm-hmm. There was one last week.
Okay,
at Seven West though, it was an outdoor pop up event.
Oh, okay. So how was that?
So it was good. It was dope. What,
did they have a runway there? Mm-hmm. What?
Mm-hmm. You were there too? Yep. What? We did the model showcase. Yeah. Oh, so shit. I'm just waiting for content. I got to get that content together so I can post that. Yeah. But yeah, so I've done two shows back to back, January and February, and then another one in March. So
come on.
Amina is not playing.
Come on. Keep that shit going. Keep that shit going. Pressure is being applied for sure. That's what's up. Shout out to Trap Art. Mm-hmm. I was out and about. Shout out to Podcast Breed, Vallejo Foodie Features. We was at Farmer's Market, so stay tuned for that. That's another little exclusive little plug right there. But I ran into a dude who also told me about Trap Art. He does music. He's a comedian. Like, basically anything written. He does, like, word, poetry, producer, all of that stuff. But he was like, yeah, I'm tuned into Trap Art. Like, subscribe to something magazine and gets exclusive content and just, like, kind of access to other people and other creatives and kind of building that same networking. And I was like, okay, like through Trap Art. I was like, in Oakland? He was like, yeah. I was like, oh shit. So it sounds like they got some major stuff going on.
Definitely.
So that's what's up. That's so dope. But I'm super glad to hear it. And we'll wrap this up by anticipating what's next from Kyer Nakari. Not just the fashion house. What's next from the whole umbrella brand?
What's next is I'm bringing the hats back.
Let's go. Come on. So, is that an exclusive?
Yes. This is a hat that I've made.
Black Girl Magic. Yes. Talk about it. Plug it.
So I'll be bringing back hats. I'll be bringing back custom things as far as like the tie dye, the bleach, the leggings, because that's what really started it.
Okay.
The leggings started it back in like 12.
Ooh, back in the day.
Maybe before that. And I was actually going to an event with Shanice. And I was like, what am I going to wear?
Yeah.
I don't know what to wear. And my mind went off and I got in the bathroom, got to bleaching, and boop. An outfit came up. And since then, it's been like.
It's been up.
Yeah. So I'll be going back to the roots.
Nice. That's so glad you're going to get that creative juice back going back flowing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Other than that, what fashion house, any events? Like I said, you said Trap Art March.
Yes. Trap Art March. Okay. And then summer collection, spring stuff will be coming next month as well, March. So I honestly feel like, not sure when this is going to drop, but if you want to see the new merchandise, the best place to come will be Trap Art, because that's where new things will be dropping exclusively at the next Trap Art event.
Gotcha.
So that they'll have first dibs.
That's wonderful. Yeah, like I said, so just stay tuned. Mm-hmm. Where can the people follow you so they can be up to date on all these events?
You can follow me on my personal Instagram, which is Kyer Nakari, which is spelled KIERENACARI. Mm-hmm. And then you can also follow me on my business Instagram, which is Nakari, NACARI, Fashion House.
Let's go.
So yeah, follow me.
We'll put that in the description, all of that. You'll see that. Be sure to go look down there. Hit that follow button, because sounds like we got a lot of good stuff coming soon.
Stuff.
Exciting. Sounds like 2022 is going to be a great year. Mm-hmm. We're just going to keep it going from 2020 and build up from this pandemic.
Right.
So, for one, thank you again for coming. Thank you for hopping on the podcast.
Definitely.
So glad we were able to do this and show some love and promote the wonderful brand that you got going. So, let's get the people what they want. But other than that, thank everybody else for watching once again. Subscribe, like, hit that notification bell, and tell somebody about it. Other than that, we'll see y'all next week. This has been another great episode of What's the Wave. Thank y'all for watching.
Bye.